弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
感谢主耶稣带领看顾啊，让我们在安息日可以聚集在教会啊，一起来啊领受主的恩典。
We thank the guidance and protection of Lord Jesus that on this holy Sabbath day we can come to the sanctuary to receive His blessing.
愿主的恩惠啊常与我们同在。
May the grace of Lord Jesus be with you always.
小弟现在奉主的圣名一起来查考啊。主耶稣医治我的眼目。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I begin this morning's message. The Lord Jesus healed my sight.
我们现在教会读经在读马可福音。
Right now, our Bible reading schedule is on the Gospel of Mark.
希望我们弟兄姐妹都能够照着读经进度每一天读圣经。
We hope that we can follow the Bible reading schedule and read.The chapter a day.
我们之前已经读完诗篇第一卷。
We finished book one of Psalms.
我们接下来读马可福音。
And now we are moving on to the Gospel of Mark.
所以我们教会的进度呢，是希望我们在三年多一点的时间里面，可以把整个圣经读过一遍。
And the Bible reading schedule is set up so that we hope to complete the entire Bible within around 3 years.
那我们教会聚会的时候，尽量都是以读经进度的信息跟大家一起来分享，来查考神的信息。
And during our sermons, we hope to focus on the topics that are covered in our Bible reading schedule.
所以我们几年之后，我们整本圣经的信息基本上都会熟悉，我们不会觉得很陌生，我们没有听过。
So that a few years later, we will all be very familiar with the message and teachings of the Bible, and we will not feel that it's brand new.
那我们如果持续有读经的生活，我们信主久了之后，我们圣经就熟练，我们就能够分辨什么是真假。
If we have this habit of reading the Bible every day, and after we have believed in a while, we will have this discernment to tell what is true and what is false.
我们心灵的眼睛一定会越来越明亮。
Our spiritual eyesight will become brighter and brighter.
因为除非我们真的用真理时常来洁净我们自己，或者我们的眼目很有可能被世界的东西遮盖了。
Because unless we use the truth to cleanse our eyes, it's very easily for our eyes to be covered by the things of the world.
因为我们活在这个变化很快速，又有很多信息每天都充斥在我们的生活环境里面的社会里，很容易我们会迷失自己。
When we live in this society where there are many constant changes and many different pieces of information that muddle our eyesight, it's very easy to become lost.
就好像我们这个眼目如果在一个很肮脏的环境里面久了之后，我们眼睛会觉得很疲倦。
Just like if we bring our physical eyes to a very dirty or polluted place, after a while, we will feel that our eyes are very strained.
那我们的视力可能就会受影响的。
And our vision will probably be affected.
所以现在这个罪恶邪淫乱罪恶的世代里有很多的信息。每天都可能从我们的眼睛，从我们的耳朵进到我们的心里面去。
So in this adulterous and wicked generation, there are many messages that might come through either our ears or our ears, our eyes or our ears.
所以我们对这个信仰、对天国的追求，很有可能会受到蒙蔽。我们会忘记我们到底信耶稣是为什么。
And perhaps we will become blind towards our faith in this journey to the kingdom of heaven, and we will forget what we are believing in.
甚至有时候我们可能会看不见耶稣了。
And sometimes we are not able to see Jesus.
那时候我们真的信仰就会受很大的亏损了。
And at that time, our faith will be greatly hurt.
我们看到马可福音里面主耶稣行了很多的神迹。
In the Gospel of Mark, we see the Lord Jesus perform many miracles.
主耶稣可以叫瞎眼的看见。
Lord Jesus caused the blind to see.
他可以让耳聋的听见。
He caused the deaf to hear.
让那个哑巴的开口讲话。
And he caused the mute to speak.
所以圣经在马可福音第七章第37节呢， 他特别有一句话这样写。
So in the Gospel of Mark chapter 7 verse 37, it specifically records.
37节，众人分外稀奇说，他所做的事都好。他连聋子也叫他们听见，哑巴也叫他们说话。
Verse 37, and they were astonished beyond measure, saying, He has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak.
所以主耶稣所做的事情都好。
So all the things that Lord Jesus has done are well.
他可以让聋子可以重新听到声音。
He caused the deaf to hear.
那聋子听耳朵打开可以听见，最重要就要听见真理。
And when the deaf's ears are open to hear, the most important thing they have to listen to is the truth.
因为他们如果没有听见真理，他们就没有办法接受这个天国的福音。
Because if they cannot hear the truth, then they cannot accept the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
他们不知道主耶稣所设立的这个救恩有多宝贵。
And they won't realize how precious the salvation that Lord Jesus has established.
所以聋子听见就是要听真理。
So when the deaf hears, they are to hear the truth.
那哑巴要叫他们说话。
And he also made the mute to speak.
那哑巴开口说话，一定是要接着去做见证，去传说主耶稣基督的恩典。
And for the mute to speak, it means that immediately they must go and bear witness of the Lord Jesus.
因为这个就是主带给人的恩惠。
Because this is the grace that the Lord brings us.
主耶稣他是神道成肉身带来了恩典和真理。
Lord Jesus is God who became flesh, and He brings with Him truth and grace.
所以我们每一个蒙恩的人，我们都要去述说神。在我们身上所成就的，就是为他做见证。
So, all of us who have received grace, we must bear witness of the work that Lord Jesus has done upon us.
所以哑巴，主叫他们说话，就是要去做他的使者，去传讲他的恩典。
So when he makes the mute to speak, he makes them his apostles, so that they can speak and bear witness.
所以我们所敬拜的主耶稣基督呢，他真的是蛮有怜悯的。他是体贴我们人肉体的软弱的。
So the Lord Jesus whom we worship is one who has mercy on us and treats us kindly according to our weaknesses.
所以我们要首先了解我们这位主，他是听人祷告的主。
So first we have to understand that this Lord is the Lord who hears prayers.
凡愿意来求告他的，都不会失望。
Whoever is willing to come to seek him will not be disappointed.
有时候神他垂听我们祷告，不见得会按照我们的时候或者是我们的方式。
Sometimes when God listens to our prayers, he won't answer us according to the way we want or the way we want.
因为主他知道我们每个人的需要，他最了解我们的。
Because the Lord understands each of our needs, he understands us the best.
所以他用他的方式，他用他认为最好的赐给我们。
So he uses his way, he uses what he considers the best to help us.
但是凡愿意求告的，最后他们都会感受到主是有怜悯、有恩典的神。
But whoever is willing to seek the Lord will find out in the end that he is the Lord full of mercy and grace.
所以第八章马可福音第八章，我们先看一下。
So let's look at the Gospel of Mark chapter 8.
第一节他提到，当时有许多人聚集要听耶稣讲道。
In chapter 8, verse 1, it mentions that in those days there was a multitude who gathered to listen to Jesus.
第二节，我怜悯这众人，因为他们同我在这里已经三天，也没有吃的了。
Verse 2, I have compassion on the multitude because they have now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat.
第三节，我若打发他们饿着回家，就必在路上困乏，因为其中有从远处来的。
Verse 3, and if I send them away hungry to their own houses, they will faint on the way, for some of them have come from afar.
你看在这里这几节经文提到主耶稣基督对这些众人谈论三天。
And in these few verses, we see that Lord Jesus spoke to the multitude for 3 days.
那表示说这三天主把这个天国的福音告诉这些听众。
It means that in these 3 days, the Lord spoke of the gospel of the kingdom of heaven to this multitude.
我们不知道他们当时候他们是怎么样过这三天，他们是怎么吃怎么喝的。
And we don't know how they spent these 3 days. What did they eat? How did they live?
因为从经文看起来，他们是在野地。
Because from the scriptures, it seems like they are in the wilderness.
也就是说， 主耶稣是找一个空旷的地方啊，能够对这么多人的讲道。
In other words, Lord Jesus found an open space that can fit this amount of people and spoke to them there.
第九节特别说人数大概有四千人。
And in verse 9, it mentions that there are around 4,000 people.
那也许他们当时候都有带食物，所以啊。反正三天之后，他们吃的都没有了，吃光了。
And perhaps at that time, all of them brought their own food. But after 3 days, they would have finished all the food they brought.
所以这个时候，你看主耶稣特别说他怜悯众人。
And in this time, we see Lord Jesus especially say he has compassion on the multitude.
有些人他们从很远的地方来跟随耶稣，要听他的道理。
Because there are some people who came from afar to follow Jesus and listen to him preach.
主耶稣说第三节，我若打发他们饿着回家，他们在路上一定会困乏。
And Lord Jesus said in verse 3 that if he sends them away hungry to their own houses, they will faint on the way.
所以主耶稣不忍心叫他们空饿着肚子回家。
So Lord Jesus cannot bear sending them home empty, on an empty stomach.
所以主耶稣他要让他们吃饱。
So Lord Jesus wants them to have their stomachs filled.
所以他意思就是说，要门徒想个办法，让这些众人在路上不会困乏。
And what he meant was he wanted his disciples to find a way to feed this multitude.
那这个时候门徒他们就有疑问说，那哪里拿这么多的饼叫这些人吃饱呢？
And at this time, the disciples asked, how can one satisfy these people with bread here in the wilderness?
结果主耶稣问他们说，你们有多少饼？他们说有七个。
So Lord Jesus asked them, how many loaves do you have? And they said, 7.
那所以显然其实门徒他们也是有准备的，所以他们事实上带着饼，他们去听主耶稣讲道的时候，肚子饿的时候就有饼可以吃。
So we see that the disciples also were prepared when they went to go listen to Lord Jesus. They brought some food, so if they're hungry, they have something to eat.
那就这样子，主就用这七个饼，结果就祝谢，擘开，让这四千人都吃饱了。
So then the Lord took the 7 loaves, he gave thanks, he broke them, and then he fed the 4,000.
哦，这个是在福音书里面，马可福音里面第二次主耶稣，用几个饼呢，让这么多人吃饱。
This is the second time in the Gospels where Lord Jesus used a few loaves to feed many people.
因为在第六章特别讲用五个饼两条鱼喂饱了五千人。
Because in chapter 6 of Mark, it mentions he uses also loaves to feed 5,000.
那这个五千个是男丁而已，还没有包括小孩子跟妇人。
And in chapter 6, it says the 5,000 were just men, not including the women and the children.
我们就看到这些神迹，都在证明，主是无所不能的。
And in these miracles, we see that there is nothing the Lord cannot do.
所以主他是有怜悯，他知道我们人没有吃食物，肚子饿，所以他就要让我们得到饱足。
So we see the Lord has mercy. He knows that if we don't have food, we'll be hungry. So he wants to fill us.
那众人吃饱之后，主还要求门徒把那剩下的零碎把它收起来。
And after the multitude had eaten, he asked the disciples to gather all the remaining fragments.
我们就看到主耶稣基督，他其实他在行神迹的时候，他的设想是很周到的。
We see that when Lord Jesus is performing a miracle, he really thinks things through.
这些剩下的零碎，门徒他们还是可以用的。
Because the disciples can still use the leftover fragments.
这些剩下的零碎其实是一个证据。
And the leftover fragments is evidence that this miracle took place.
饼通常我们吃完，我们吃下去就没有了。
Oftentimes, after we finish eating a loaf of bread, it is gone.
有时候我们没有看到这些剩余的东西，我们不会觉得说我们领受多少恩典。
Sometimes, if we don't see the leftovers, we don't realize how much blessings we have received.
所以这剩下这七筐的零碎。
So in the end, they took up 7 large baskets of leftover fragments.
所以其实这让这些门徒跟随的人，他们一看到这些，想到主是怎么样让不可能变成可能。
And these 7 large baskets of leftover bread is for the disciples and the multitudes to see that the Lord made the impossible possible.
所以我们今天所跟从的这个主，真的是蛮有爱心的，他知道我们的需要。
So today, this Lord whom we follow is full of love. He knows what we need.
这是为什么主耶稣在马太福音第六章，他特别这样子，勉励我们呢？
This is why in Matthew chapter 6, Lord Jesus encouraged us this way.
你看，马太福音第六章，
Matthew chapter 6.
他在山上的时候，就教导他的门徒不用忧虑吃穿的事。
When he was on the mountain teaching, he taught his disciples, "Do not worry about what you will eat or drink."
我们如果看第六章的第三十节。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 6, verse 30.
你们这小信的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？
Verse 30, now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?
第三十一节，所以不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
31, therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?
32节，这都是外邦人所求的，你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things.
所以我们的需用其实天父都知道。
So the heavenly Father knows all of our needs.
我们真的有时候要常常看这些野地的花草，神所创造的这些大地。
And a lot of times we must look to the grass, the flowers, the nature that God has created.
如果我们注意看这个前面这些花。
If we look at the flowers that are on the side of the podium,
这应该是我们在路边的时候我们看到的那个漂亮的花。
And these are flowers that we have seen on the roadside.
你看到的是，其实神的创造很奇妙的。
And what you see is a very miraculous creation of God.
这些花长在那边，它就在诉说神的荣耀了。
When the flowers grow upon the roadside, it is speaking of God's glory.
他刚才还活着好好的，现在把它剪下来了。
Previously, it was growing, living, and then we took it from its place.
今天晚上的时候，它可能就凋谢了。
But then later tonight, it will probably wither.
但是它的生命就这么短暂，但是神给它的装饰，它的这个。美，它这个颜色我们人做不出来。
So the life of a flower is so short, but even so, God has adorned it so beautifully, and it's something that, as human beings, we cannot do.
这个神的作为，他对野地的百合花，对天上的飞鸟，他是照顾这么周到。
And God takes care of the lily of the fields or the birds in the air so well.
他说何况我们呢？
So how much more will He take care of us?
我们成为天父的儿女。
We are the children of God.
所以今天很多时候，我们忧虑我们的生活问题，是因为我们的信心不足。
So today, a lot of times when we worry about different things in life, it is because we don't have enough faith.
那其实今天我们如果照着圣经的教导在生活，在工作。
But today, if we live according to the teachings of the Bible and we work according to the teachings of the Bible,
我们如果真的是像第三十三节说的，先求神的国神，也就是把神的事情放在。我们生活的优先次序里，神一定会帮助我们。
And if we really do according to what verse 33 says, which is to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, to put the things of God first.
所以他才会34节告诉我们一个结论，说不要为明天忧虑。
Then we'll see God take care of us. That's why in verse 34 it says, "Do not worry about tomorrow."
所以这个主他掌管明天。
Because this Lord controls what happens tomorrow.
他知道我们的需要。
He knows what we need.
他一定会按照他怜悯慈爱的本性来照顾我们的需要。
He will take care of our needs according to his essence, his nature of love and mercy.
那有时候神是主动的给我们的。
And a lot of times God will proactively give us things.
也就是我们的生活当中，其实我们会经历神许多的奇妙的恩典，是我们意想不到的。
In our life, we will experience many amazing grace of God, which we do not expect.
那么有个弟兄呢，他要找房子住啊。
There was a brother who was looking for a house to live in.
你看他本来想说，这个房子住，房租那么贵。
Originally, he was thinking, rent is so expensive.
他也没有想到，也不知道说有什么样的机会嘛，那也是到处找而已。
And he doesn't know, what sort of, opportunities there are out there, so he just went looking.
哎，结果就在。突然之间一天想起说去问问看一家什么租房子的地方。
One day he thought he might go ask a company that manages rental properties.
一进去问的时候，刚好他们那个地方有个 promotion。
And the day he entered into that that company, they had a promotion.
刚好就是一个时期，他说你进来住，这个时候你这个时候进来住两个月 free。
And it happened that at that time, when he went in, they were having a promotion with 2 months rent free.
那这个就是本来没有想到的，怎么会有这么好的这个deal呢？
And this was an unexpected blessing for him because he didn't know that such a good deal was going on.
所以就在这么很奇妙的神的安排里面，就意外的得到一些神赐的福了。
And under this miraculous arrangement of God, he unexpectedly received the blessing of God.
所以其实神他知道我们的需用。
So God understands our needs.
我们不需要忧虑明天。
We don't have to worry about tomorrow.
那我们领受的人就会越说哇，神真的他看到我们的需用，他在引导我们的脚步。
And as we receive the grace of God, we see that God sees our needs and He is guiding our footsteps.
那但是我们今天有些人。他来跟从主，得到恩典之后
，But sometimes, today there are those who come to follow the Lord, and after they have received grace from the Lord,
他却只看到主耶稣能够给人物质上的好处而已。
They only see the material blessings that Lord Jesus gives.
所以这些被主耶稣喂饱的这些人呢，他们是怎么看待主呢
？So how did the multitude treat the Lord, whose stomach had been filled by the Lord?
我们如果看约翰福音第六章。
If we turn to John chapter 6,
约翰福音第六章
John chapter 6,
第六章这是约翰哦，他在记载主耶稣用五个饼两条鱼喂饱五千人这个事情啊，他很详细的记录。
In the Gospel of John chapter 6, the Apostle John recorded in detail what happened when Lord Jesus fed the multitudes, the 5,000, with the 5 loaves and 2 fish.
因为其实主耶稣他行完这个神迹之后，在约翰福音里面特别就在继续讲主耶稣所讲的道理。
Because in the Gospel of John chapter 6, it records that Lord Jesus continued his teachings after he fed the multitude.
当时很多人发现跟耶稣很好。
At that time, many people discovered that following Jesus is very good.
所以他们就不需要忧虑吃的了。
Because they don't have to worry about what to eat anymore.
所以你看，主耶稣不在的时候，他们就去找他。
So when Lord Jesus was not there, they wanted to go find him.
找到耶稣之后。
And after they find Jesus,
我们看第六章的25节。
Let's turn to John chapter 6, verse 25.
在海那边找着了，就对他说：“拉比，是几时到这里来的呢？”
25, and when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, Rabbi, when did you come here?
26节
26.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们找我并不是因见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。
26, Jesus answered them and said, Most assuredly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled.
27节
27.
不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力。就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所印证的。
27. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him.
这在说明当时有些人跟耶稣是真的只是为了要得到肉体的饱足。
And this is to explain that at that time there were many people following Jesus just to receive material blessings.
但是主耶稣的教导却是一定要看得到。人子耶稣基督，他真正是神，拥有神才是拥有一切。
But Lord Jesus wanted to teach them that they must see the Son of Man, that the Son of Man to have the Son of Man is to have God and to have everything.
因为耶稣基督这个人子就是永生的粮食。
Because Lord Jesus, the Son of Man, is the everlasting bread.
那这个是。主耶稣他说，他就是生命的粮，他就要是父神要给人世人的生命的粮。
And Lord Jesus says that He is the bread of life that the God the Father wants to give to man.
有耶稣基督，我们才能够得到真正的恩典，才能够真正的饱足。
Only with Jesus Christ can we receive true blessing and true fulfillment.
所以重点是要真的认识耶稣。
So the focus is we have to truly know Jesus.
那主耶稣赐给我们的
，and what Jesus gives us.
有时候不会只是一直都很顺利的。
Sometimes it will not be just smooth sailing in our life.
有时候主也会考验我们的信心的。
Sometimes the Lord will also test our faith.
所以我们很可能也会碰到困难。
So we will possibly also face difficulty.
我们有可能也会遇到生病。
And we will probably also face illness.
我们甚至会遭遇的比没有信心更糟糕。
And sometimes we will encounter things worse than those who do not believe in the Lord.
那这个时候其实都是主在考验我们的。
And at these times, it is the Lord who is testing us.
不是主他不关心我们。
It is not the Lord, it is not that the Lord does not care for us.
而是要让我们了解主今天所赐的，要造就我们的灵性的。
But he wants us to understand that what the Lord wants to give us, the things that can edify our spirituality, sometimes are things that are difficult and challenging.
但是在这个艰难困苦当中，主一直都在跟我们同行。
But in the midst of these difficulties and hardships, the Lord is always with us.
他就是要我们能够坚持走在这条正路上，他会让我们看到他美好的安排。
He wants us to hold fast on this right path so that we can see his wonderful arrangement.
我们看以赛亚书三十章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
所以今天主所赐的，有时候就是艰难扁困苦水。
So today, sometimes what the Lord gives us is the bread of adversity and the water of affliction.
以赛亚书三十章二十节说：“主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不再隐藏，你眼必看见你的教师。”
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 20. And though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teachers will not be moved into a corner anymore, but your eyes shall see your teachers.
二十一节
21.
你或向左，或向右，你必听见后边有声音说。这是正路，要行在其间。
21. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, This is the way, walk in it.
所以你看今天我们跟从主遇到艰难困苦的时候，其实我们要坚持到底的。
So today, when we follow the Lord and we face adversity or hardships, we have to endure to the end.
这条正路要引我们到永生。
Because this right way will lead us into salvation.
因为在艰难困苦当中，我们更会发现主他给我们的照顾是及时的，他为我们开一条路，让我们明白他的安排。
Because in the midst of adversity and hardships, the Lord will open a way, and we will see.
所以，我们人是在艰难困苦当中成长的。
So, we actually grow in the midst of adversity and affliction.
你看，我们现在这一代的青年生活过得很好。
When we look at the youth of this generation, they live a very good life.
我们在这里长大的孩子很少经历过什么叫做饥饿。
For children growing up in the United States, very few have experienced hunger.
因为大部分我们在家里面都是父母亲宝贝的儿女。
Most of the youths and children here are taken care of very well by their parents at home.
在家里，父母亲都当仆人在服侍他们的。
And the parents at home act as if they are their servants and serve them.
我们现在的父母亲在照顾孩子，真的用很科学的方法。用非常，就是反正都是什么都以孩子为优先的。
And today, when we raise our children, we look up different studies and we focus everything on the children first.
所以有时候我们的主变成我们家的小孩。
So sometimes the Lord of our household become the children of the household.
因为我们时间安排的时候是以孩子为中心的。
Because when we schedule anything, we center the scheduling around our children.
孩子这个时候要睡觉，所以不能聚会。
So, because the children are asleep at this time, so we can't have service at that time.
所以，我们的孩子不会有机会吃到苦了。
So, our children don't have this opportunity to face any hardships.
那这不见得是好的。
But this is not necessarily good.
因为这样的孩子，他承受不住压力。
Because this type of children will not be able to withstand any pressure.
也承受不了别人对他的批评。
And they will not be able to bear any sort of criticism they receive.
但事实上，在社会里面会遇到很多的艰难困苦。
But in society, they will face many hardships and adversity.
其实有时候我们做父母亲在养育我们孩子的时候。
And right now, when we are raising our children,
我们要让孩子从小就了解。什么叫做以神为中心的生活
？We have to teach our children so that they understand what is a God-centered life.
我们有一位青年啊，真的是很天才。
There are some youth in our church who are very clever.
他是以孩子为中心到什么程度呢？
They live their life centered around children to what point?
当孩子婴孩的时候，几个月，大概几个月吧，去洗礼。
So that.When their children are only a few months old, the infants receive baptism.
因为这是小弟遇到的。
And this is a case that I encountered.
我被安排到那个教会去协助联布道会。
When I was assigned to assist with the spiritual convocation at that church.
这对青年的小孩受洗。
I met a young couple whose baby had been baptized.
洗礼之后，接下去我们就回教会，然后接下去要办洗脚礼嘛。
And after the young couple's baby was baptized, we were going to return to the church, the chapel, so we can perform the sacrament of foot washing.
那刚好教会的这个作息安排就是先午餐之后才要办洗脚礼跟圣餐礼。
And the church schedule was set up so that they had baptism, and then they then had lunch, and then after lunch they had foot washing and holy communion.
办洗脚礼的时候找不到，那是跑哪里去了？找不到小孩了。
When we were going to perform the sacrament of foot washing, we couldn't find the baby.
打电话找，到全教会找，找不到。
We called the parents. We looked all over the church, and we couldn't find them.
原来是这个父母亲两个把孩子带回家去睡觉了。
And it turns out that the young couple brought their baby home to take a nap.
因为那孩子他说在教会太吵，睡不着，不行。
Because they said that it was too loud in the church and the baby couldn't fall asleep.
他每天都有一个午睡的时间，就是几点到几点。
And every day there was a set time when the baby took a nap.
就是在他的那个床，那个小床。
And at that time, the baby had to sleep.
就是那个环境，然后有什么怎样暗，把它弄暗暗的，他就会睡。
In a certain environment where it had to be darkened,
他这个父母亲就把孩子带回去了。
So the young couple brought their baby back.
事实上是洗礼完之后就把他带回去的。
And they actually brought the baby home right after baptism.
要准备让他睡觉了。
And to prepare the baby for its nap.
后来才发现说，原来他把孩子带回家了。
It's only afterwards that we discovered that they brought their child home.
这赶快再把孩子带回来。
So we told them to quickly bring their child to church.
又用掉了半个小时。
And we waited for another 30
minutes. 大家都在等他们把孩子带回来洗脚。
So the entire congregation was waiting for them to bring their baby back.
之后办圣餐礼。
And then we had holy communion.
那我们，你像我们这个做家长的，真的是把孩子当作像他们的主一样在服侍。
And we see today a lot of parents treat their children as the Lord, and serve them.
所以这样的孩子，我们如果把用这个方式养大，他会懂得什么叫敬畏神吗？
And if we raise our children in this manner, when they grow up, will they know how to fear the Lord?
一生一次洗礼，那一天没有睡觉会怎样吗？
They only have baptism for this one time in their life. If they miss their nap, what will happen?
我们都经历，我们都活过来，应该不会怎样。
And many of us have experienced that, missing a nap for a single day, and we still survived.
孩子也不会说就因为这样子，所以就长得比较不好。
And the child will not, because of missing a single nap, have some sort of growth disorder.
但是孩子父母亲就没有信心呢。
But the young couple did not have faith.
所以你看，今天其实主用给我们遇到艰难困苦，其实特意要来训练我们的。
So today the Lord gives us adversity and affliction to test us.
你看，今天我们期待主赐给我们很多的恩典。
Today we expect the Lord to give us many blessings.
但是我们一定要记住，这个恩典里面一定包括艰难困苦。
But we have to remember, in the midst of these blessings, also include adversity and affliction.
这个艰难困苦是主耶稣的爱。
Because this adversity and affliction is the love of Lord Jesus.
他爱我们，所以他要训练我们。
Because he loves us, he wants to train us.
所以有恩典的主，他所给我们的一定是对我们最好的。
Because a Lord with grace will always give us the best.
所以你看，他说要行在其间，这个声音一直在提到说要行在其间。
So in Isaiah chapter 30:21, it says that the voice says, "This is the way, walk in it."
这是我们今天对主是有怜悯的这位天上的真神一定要有的认识。
And this is the understanding we must have towards our true God in heaven.
好，但是我们今天通常大部分我们所领受都是真的是主耶稣照顾我们的生活，都是很实际的恩典，我们感受得到的。
Today, what many of us experience are very practical blessings that the Lord had given us in our life.
我们现在看回来马可福音第八章。
So let's turn back to Mark chapter 8.
我们来看，有时候我们在这个领受主的恩典当中，我们的眼睛会模糊。
In Mark chapter 8, we see that sometimes in the middle of receiving the grace of God, we will become blind in our spiritual eyesight.
我们看马可福音第八章的第十一节。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 8, verse 11.
这个时候，你看法利赛人来问耶稣，
At this time, the Pharisees came to ask Jesus a question.
要他显个神迹给他们看，想要试探他。
And they want to test him and ask him to perform a miracle.
那主耶稣他心里就叹息啊，第十二节。
So in verse 12, we see that Lord Jesus sighed deeply in his spirit.
这个世代为什么要求神迹呢？我实在告诉你，没有神迹给这个世代看的。
And he said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Surely I say to you, no sign shall be given to this generation."
然后主就离开他们，就走了，他不理他们了。
And then the Lord left them. He just ignored them.
你看，有时候我们看到这样，哇，主耶稣怎么不讲理，这么。
So sometimes we'll see incidents like this where it seems like Lord Jesus is so unreasonable and he doesn't have love.
事实上，这主耶稣知道这些人到底在做什么。
But Lord Jesus knows what these people are trying to do.
他们要显神迹，要主耶稣显个神迹，就是主耶稣可以表演给他们看。
They want Lord Jesus to show them a sign to perform for them.
圣经说他们是在试探耶稣。
And the Bible records that they are testing Lord Jesus.
也就是说，主耶稣今天如果顺着他们的意，那他就不是主了。
And that is to say, if Lord Jesus submitted to their request, then he is not the Lord.
所以这个世代，这个就是不信的世代。
So this generation is a generation that does not believe.
要求神迹，事实上是没有的。
They seek a sign, but there is no sign given for them.
因为当人不信耶稣的时候，神迹也不会有功用。
Because if a person does not believe in Jesus, miracles will also be effectless.
所以我们看到主耶稣他的智慧。
So we see the wisdom of Lord Jesus.
你看他就带着门徒就走掉了。
He brought his disciples and left.
那走掉之后，哎，结果第十四节门徒他们忘了带饼，这次他们也带饼。
And we see that after they left, in verse 14, the disciples forgot to take bread.
在船上除了一个饼，没有别的食物了。
And on the boat, they only had one loaf.
那这个时候第十五节，主耶稣趁这个时机跟他们说：“你们要谨慎，防备法利赛人的笑和西利的笑。”
And at this time, Lord Jesus used this opportunity to say to them, "Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod."
结果门徒就议论说，这是为什么？主耶稣怎么这样讲？
And the disciples reasoned among themselves to ask, to see why Lord Jesus said this.
我们一起读，仔细看第十七节。
And let's look at verse 17 together.
耶稣看出来就说，哎，你们为什么因为没有饼就议论呢？你们还不醒悟，还不明白吗？你们的心还是愚顽吗？
Verse 17, but Jesus, being aware of it, said to them, "Why do you reason because you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive or understand? Is your heart still hardened?"
第十八节
18.
你们有眼睛看不见吗？有耳朵听不见吗？也不记得吗？
18. Having eyes, do you not see? Having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember?
好，十九节主耶稣就用他喂饱五千个人跟这个四千人这两件神迹，要他们想一想。
So in starting from verse 19, we see Lord Jesus wanted them to think about the two miracles he performed, feeding the 5,000 and also feeding the 4,000.
第二十一节，耶稣说：“你们还是不明白吗？”
Then Lord Jesus asked them again, "How is it you do not understand?"
主耶稣对门徒这一次的提问是最严厉的。
And we see the question that Lord Jesus asked them here is the most stern.
也就是说，已经。那个门徒已经跟着主经历这么多的神迹
，and he's telling them that the disciples have followed the Lord and experienced so many miracles.
主耶稣也，你看他医好那个耳聋的、瞎眼的、大麻风的、瘸腿的，哎，门徒都看过了。
And Lord Jesus has healed the deaf, the mute, the lame, even the ones with leprosy, and the disciples have seen all of it.
但主耶稣就是质疑说，哎，你们怎么还是心里愚顽呢？
But Lord Jesus asked him, "Why is your heart still hardened?"
你怎么还不醒悟，还不会明白
？Why are you still not awakened and understand?
你眼睛怎么还看不见啊
？Why is it that your eyes still do not see?、
你有耳朵，你还听不见
？And having ears, do you not hear?、
内心也不会记得主耶稣行神迹，这个到底在做什么
？And in your heart, you do not remember, why Lord Jesus performed these miracles.
这在说明今天我们有时候在主的恩典当中啊，我们心眼蒙蔽。
And this is explaining how today, a lot of times in the midst of the Lord's blessings, our eyes are also blind.
那这个时候跟主耶稣所讲的这个信息有关系的，
and,
主耶稣的提醒有关系。
And we see that this is related to the reminder that Lord Jesus gave them.
因为十五节主耶稣特别跟他们吩咐说，要小心法利赛人的笑和西利的笑。
Because in verse 15, Lord Jesus charged them, saying, "Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod."
那什么是法利赛人的笑
？And what is the leaven of the Pharisees?
法利赛人的笑，这个在主耶稣讲道当中，在马太福音呢，他讲了很多了。
In the Gospel of Matthew, Lord Jesus spoke of the leaven of the Pharisees and chastised them very seriously. And primarily, the leaven of the Pharisees is hypocrisy.
也就是说，他们是在人一个样子，当然在人前一个样子，人后一个样子。
Because they act in a certain way before people, and then once they are in private, they act another way.
那他们在人面前呢？哇，表现得非常敬虔。
And before people, they acted very devoutly.
但是他们有时候在神面前呢，就表现的是我做得非常好。
But in front of God, they act as if they are very proud.
他甚至可以跟神来邀功，说我是怎样的来遵守你的命令。
And they are even able to boast to God and told God how they kept all the commandments.
但是其实他心里面是爱钱的。
But in their hearts, they actually love money.
话讲得很好听，但是其实心里面是贪爱钱财。
So even though they speak, they give a very good talk, but they're actually very greedy for money inside.
他们有时候听主耶稣讲一讲，心里内心在偷笑的。
And sometimes when they listen to Lord Jesus speak, they are mocking him in their hearts.
我们来参考一些经文，路加福音十六章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 16.
路加福音十六章。
Luke chapter 16.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
路加福音十六章十四节。
Luke chapter 16 verse 14.
法利赛人是贪爱钱财的，他们听见这一切话，就嗤笑耶稣。
Verse 14. Now the Pharisees, who were lovers of money, also heard all these things, and they derided him.
十五节。
15.
耶稣对他们说：“你们是在人面前自称为义的，你们的心神却知道，因为人所尊贵的是神看为可憎恶的。
15. And he said to them, You are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. For what is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God.
这两句话就说明了当时主耶稣提醒了为什么要防备法利赛人的笑的道理。
And from this we see why Lord Jesus warned his disciples to take heed of the leaven of the Pharisees.
当时很多法利赛人其实也跟随耶稣的。
At that time, there are many Pharisees who are also following Jesus.
但是法利赛人这个称呼，其实就说明他们是很在意律法。
But just the title, the name Pharisees, speak of how they value the importance of the law.
他们其实也在追求要圣洁完全。
They are also pursuing holiness and perfection.
但是如果不认识耶稣，有这样的一个追求，到最后会变成做得很虚假。
But if they do not know Jesus, even though they seek this, in the end, they will become hypocritical and false.
因为他会以自己认为自己所做出来的，以自己的行为自称为义。
Because they will become self-righteous and consider whatever they have done as righteousness.
因为他在意的是在人面前的形象。
Because what they care about is how they are seen before men.
他希望能够得到人的尊敬。
And they hope to receive the respect of men.
那要得到人尊敬的，基本上你就不可以贪爱钱财。
And if you want to receive the respect of men, you cannot be lovers of money.
但是他其实心里面是贪爱钱财的。
But in their heart, they are lovers of money.
但是他的形象就是，他好像一切都是以神为中心。
So they have to maintain an image where it seems like they are God-centered in everything they do.
但是他的内心神是知道的。
But God knows their hearts.
所以这个就是当时候法利赛人他们用一个外表的行为来欺骗世人。
So we see at this time the Pharisees deceived all the people by having this false outer appearance.
这样的人他不真。
And this type of people are not true.
但是外表却是非常的华美。
But their outer appearance is very wonderful.
会让人觉得羡慕。
And they are act in a way that people are envious of who they are.
而且他是对圣经旧约圣经很熟悉的。
And they also know the Old Testament scriptures very well.
所以其实法利赛人他有很多圣经里面讲的，他们是好为首的，就是喜欢得到众人尊敬的。
And we see that in many things that the Pharisees say, they quote from the Old Testament scriptures and they want to be respected by the people.
那另外就是西律的笑。
And Jesus also mentioned the leaven of Herod.
那西律呢？这个又是一个政治人物啊。
And Herod was another political figure.
其实西律本身啊，他以现在来说，就像一只狐狸，老狐狸啊。
And in modern day terms, we can say Herod is a very sly fox.
也就是说，他是 纯粹真的是为了政治上好处而已。
And that is to say, everything he does is to gain a political advantage.
所以主耶稣，你看他被送到西庇那边去审问的时候
，So we see that when Lord Jesus was delivered to Herod to be interrogated,
他是要听听看耶稣讲什么。
He wanted to hear what Jesus had to say first.
他实际上是有对这个信仰有好奇心的。
He was curious about faith.
但是他不是真的要信的。
But he didn't really want to believe.
所以。那主耶稣他在路加福音他这样说，我们看一下。
So in the Gospel of Luke, this is what Lord Jesus said.
路加福音十四章。
Luke chapter 14.
路加福音十四章。
Luke chapter 14.
第二十三十一节。
Verse 31.
十三章，对不起，路加福音十三章。
Luke chapter 13.
十三章的第三十一节。
Luke chapter 13, verse 31.
正当那时，有几个法利赛人来对耶稣说：“离开这里去吧，因为西律想要杀你。”
31. On that very day, some Pharisees came, saying to him, "Get out and depart from here, for Herod wants to kill you."
耶稣说：“你们去告诉那个狐狸说，今天、明天我赶鬼，第三天我的事就成就了。”
32. And he said to them, "Go tell that fox, behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected."
那第三十三节说。
33.
虽然这样，今天、明天、后天，我必须前行啊，因为先知在耶路撒冷之外丧命是不能的。
Nevertheless, I must journey to today, tomorrow, and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet should perish outside of Jerusalem.
你看，这个就是主耶稣说西律他是怎样一个人的一句话。
We see that Lord Jesus, was explaining what type of person Herod was.
我们就知道这个狐狸是狡猾的。
We know that this fox is very sly.
所以，你看主耶稣特别提醒门徒要。防备这样的笑，就是说我们人要真诚，不可以是你看借着其他的方式来掩藏内心的动机的。
And Lord Jesus was reminding his disciples to beware of the leaven of Pharisees and leaven of Herod, teaching them that they have to be honest. They cannot hide themselves behind false pretenses.
也就是说，其实这里讲的这些笑都跟人的教导有关系的。
And the leaven all are related to the teachings of man.
今天门徒他们跟从主看神迹得恩典，但是他们为什么还是眼睛看不见呢？
Today the disciples are following Lord Jesus. They see the disciples, they see the miracles, but why is it their eyes still cannot see?
听了好多主耶稣的道理。
They have heard the sermons of Lord Jesus.
但是还是不明白。
But still do not understand.
他的问题其实就是这里说的这里的所谓的笑的问题。
And the problem here is the problem of leaven.
这个笑就是我们旧有的习惯，我们的思想观念。
The leaven is our old ways and thinking.
今天我们跟从主，如果没有把我们的思想观念更新呢，记得真理把它更新，我们其实眼睛是瞎的。
Today, when we follow the Lord, if we don't renew our mind with the truth, then we are also blind in our hearts.
今天教会，你看我们今天真教会，事实上是神他。用宝血所救赎出来的是一个圣洁完全的团体的。
When we look at the true church today, the true church is are the believers who are purchased by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. It is a holy congregation.
我们事实上是应该要成为圣洁完全的。
So we have to seek to become holy and perfect.
但是当我们不小心的时候
，But when we are not careful,
有些笑可能会在教会里面存在的。
There might be leaven appearing in the church.
我们如果看哥林多前书第五章
，If we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 5,
第五章的第七节
，First Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7,
哥林多前书五章七节说：“你们既是无效的面就应当把旧效除尽，好使你们成为新团，因为我们逾越节的羊羔基督已经被杀献祭了。”
1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7, Therefore purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened, for indeed Christ our Passover was sacrificed for us.
第八节
8.
所以我们守这节不可用旧效，也不可以用恶毒邪恶的效，只用诚实真正的无效饼。
Therefore, let us keep the feast not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
因为这里提到说我们的教会就是无效的面，就是这一团是圣洁，已经没有罪的属神的。
And here, it mentions that the church is an unleavened bread. This is without leaven, without sin.
这个旧效把它除尽，这个旧效指的是罪。
And to purge out the old leaven, the leaven refers to sin.
所以这个罪一定要把它除去。
So we have to purge out the sin.
那他这里特别提到说，第八节说不可以用旧酵。
And in verse 8, it also says we have to keep the feast not with old leaven.
那也不可以用恶毒、邪恶的酵两种。
Nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness. So there's two types of leaven here.
所以这个旧酵基本上就是我们人旧的行为了。
The old leaven is our old behavior, our old conduct.
你看我们每个人信主之前呢，其实我们都有一些不好的习惯。
Each of us, before we believed in the Lord, we had some bad habits and bad behavior.
没有耶稣的道理来接近我们，我们有时候都坏习惯都不觉得是不好。
Without the word and teachings of Lord Jesus, a lot of times we don't consider our old behavior, our old conduct as bad.
所以这个为什么要把旧人除去？要借着耶稣基督的道理成为新人很重要。
We have to purge out the old leaven and through the teachings of Lord Jesus become a new person.
那接下来又有提到说所谓的恶毒跟邪恶的酵。
And it also mentions the leaven of malice and wickedness.
那这个恶毒邪恶的酵是从我们内心发出来的。
And the leaven of malice and wickedness comes from within our heart.
其实今天许多我们内心如果没有借着真理来洁净，很多时候社会上的污染。邪说思想会让我们生出很多恶毒来。
And today, if we don't cleanse our heart with the truth, through different information and different messages in the world, our heart will be polluted.
今天我们眼睛之所以会迷糊，有时候是因为我们的思想观念被污染。
Today, our eyes grow weary and don't see clearly because our thinking has been polluted.
我们要求主耶稣基督来帮助我们。
We have to ask Lord Jesus to help us.
现在我们现在看一下哥罗西书第三章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
第五节。
Verse 5.
哥罗西书三章五节说，所以要致使你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪就与拜偶像一样。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 5, therefore put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry.
第六节,
6.
因为这些事, 神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。
Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience.
我们之前其实也都是悖逆之子。
We know that before we are all sons of disobedience.
所以这些淫乱、邪恶、污秽、邪恶、这些恶欲、贪婪在我们内心都有。
So these fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, covetousness, these are all things that exist in our heart.
所以第七节才说，我们在这些事上活着的时候，都曾经这样行过。
And that's why in verse 7 it says, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them.
但是第八节，现在呢，就要弃绝这一切的事情了。
But in verse 8 it says, but now you yourselves are to put off all these.
所以这些就是其实你用后面的污染。
And we see all of these as the pollution from the world.
这都从内心发出来的。
These all come from within our heart.
你看，恼怒、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，口中的污秽的话语。
Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of our mouth.
甚至是说谎、谎言。
And even lying.
这个其实都是，这个都是这一些不好的这些邪情私欲啊，让我们的眼睛再一次的迷糊。
These evil desire, these wicked things cause our eyes to be blind again.
就听不见主耶稣真正讲的道理了。
So that we cannot hear the teachings of Lord Jesus.
也看不到主行神迹的意义在哪里了。
And we can also not see the purpose of why Lord Jesus performed miracles.
所以对主所讲的话，他们就议论纷纷。
So that when they heard the Lord speak, they had to reason among themselves.
所以我们要注意去保守我们的心思意念。
So we have to keep and guard our thoughts and our mind.
这些不好的东西都从内心发出来的。
Because these bad things, these wicked things, all come from within our heart.
所以主耶稣特别跟门徒提醒，要注意你心里面所发出来的，有可能会污秽人。
So Lord Jesus had to remind his disciples, they have to beware of these things because things that come out of our heart might defile or pollute.
那是在马可文第七章，我们之前所读过的。
This is what we read in Mark chapter 7.
所以我们要求主医治我们的眼目。
So we have to ask the Lord to heal our eyesight.
就是让我们可以把这些不好的这些酵，这些旧人要把它除去。
So that we can remove all this leaven in our old person.
那这样子，我们心里才会明白过来。
So that in our heart we can understand.
那要除去酵。这个不是靠我们自己 再怎么样啊，去攻克己身，有效的。
And to purge out leaven is not something we achieve by trying hard on our own.
一定要靠圣灵帮助的。
It's not something we can do on our own. We have to rely on the Holy Spirit.
而且是一定要在祷告上下功夫的。
And we have to put effort into prayer.
你看，看回来马可文第九章。
If we turn back to Mark chapter 9,
主耶稣他接下来把三个门徒带到山上去祷告。
Afterwards, Lord Jesus brought three of his disciples onto the mountain to pray.
我们如果会注意到我们内心的想法。
If we pay attention to the thoughts we have in our heart,
有时候我们心里面有恶欲，有一些不好的那个意念出现的时候。
Sometimes if we detect evil desires or bad thoughts from our heart,
我们一定要在祷告上下功夫的。
We have to put work into prayer.
第九章主耶稣带着门徒上山去祷告。
In Mark chapter 9, Lord Jesus brought his disciples onto the mountain to pray.
到山上祷告的时候，主就在他们面前变了形象。
When they went up to the mountain to pray, the Lord transfigured before them.
所以九章第二节。
So in Mark chapter 9, verse 2,
他就说明主耶稣他改变荣耀的形象，让门徒他们亲眼目睹。
It says that Lord Jesus was transfigured before them, into his exceedingly white like snow and glorious state.
这个时候，主耶稣他的形象是完全洁白的。
At this time, Lord Jesus was completely white.
是荣耀的。
He was glorious.
所以他是没有罪的。他是特别描述说，他的白是地面上没有办法去找到的。
And it mentions that this is a type of white that no launderer on earth can whiten, and it was completely without sin.
是发光的。
It was shining.
那这个时候，以利亚跟摩西出现。
And at this time, Elijah and Moses appeared to talk with Jesus.
所以彼得他看到以后，他觉得在这里真好。
And when Peter saw this, he thought this was such a good place.
但其实第六节特别说彼得不知道说什么才好。
But in verse 6, it says that Peter did not know what to say.
因为他们甚是惧怕。
Because they were greatly afraid.
在这个圣洁荣耀的主面前，他觉得他自己是不配的。
In this holy and glorious Lord, he realizes that he is unworthy to be there.
对照主耶稣他的衣服放光，跟他自己看一看自己，就觉得说真的是会惧怕的。
When he compared himself to Lord Jesus, who was shining at that moment, he became greatly afraid.
第七节说一朵云彩来遮盖他们。
And then in verse 7 it says a cloud came and overshadowed them.
有声音从云彩出来说，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
And a voice came out from the cloud saying, "This is my beloved son, hear him."
这个时候，你看他的耳朵都听见了。
And at this time, we see that their ears heard.
他现在眼睛看到了。
Now their eyes see.
看到荣耀的主。
They see the glorious Lord.
他现在听到天上来的声音。
And they hear the voice from heaven.
这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
This is my beloved son. Hear him.
听他之后，才有办法成为爱子。
Only when they listen will he become the beloved son.
因为我们今天跟从耶稣，要成为神的儿女。
Because today when we follow Jesus, we also want to become the children of God.
如果我们耳朵没有听到神他这样的提醒，
If our ears do not hear this reminder from God,
我们不会把主耶稣的话把它当作一回事。
We will not value or treat the words of Lord Jesus as important.
那这样子我们是没有办法成为神的爱子的。
Then we cannot become the beloved children of God.
但是主耶稣他自己是神的爱子。
But Lord Jesus himself is a beloved son.
所以你看这个时候的门徒他们在祷告当中，他们就眼睛打开了，他们也耳朵开了。
So at this time, the disciples who were praying, their eyes were opened, their ears were opened.
第八节
，verse 8，
门徒忽然周围一看，不见一人，只见耶稣同他们在那里的。
Suddenly, when they had looked around, they saw no one anymore, but only Jesus with themselves.
所以今天主耶稣基督我们要能够看到他荣耀的形象，就是在灵里祷告的时候，我们去体会的。
So today, if we want to see the glorious state of Lord Jesus, we have to be in the spirit in prayer.
今天我们如果弟兄姐妹能够在祷告上下功夫，被圣灵充满。
Today, if all the brothers and sisters can put effort into prayer and be filled with the Holy Spirit,
我们就能够看到主耶稣基督他所留下的榜样。
Then we can see the example that Lord Jesus left for us.
他是有这么多恩典慈爱的神呢。
He has so much grace and compassion.
他是给我们恩典本身是要帮助我们成长。
He gives us grace to help us grow.
让我们成为世上的光，能够为他做见证。
So that we can become the light of this world to bear witness for him.
他也提醒我们要注意我们的心思意念。
And he also reminds us to be careful of our own thoughts.
要让我们真的能够成为很真实的人。
So that we can become truthful and sincere people.
我们会真的是内心圣洁，我们外表也是敬虔。
So that our hearts will be pure and our outer appearance will also be godly.
我们会真的认识耶稣他所带给我们的福气恩典。
So that we can truly understand the grace and blessing Lord Jesus gives us.
我们在祷告当中也会看到主他的形象。
And in our prayer, we will also see the image of the Lord.
我们最后真的是眼睛打开的时候，只见耶稣了。
So that when we open our eyes, we only see Jesus.
有许多我们看不惯的事情，我们都知道那是怎么一回事了。
There are many things that maybe we don't like that will disappear before our eyes.
因为当我们眼目被医治的时候，我们就只见耶稣。
Because when our eyesight is healed, we can only see Jesus.
我们其实也会看到自己的缺点。
And we will also see our own faults.
我们更会看到别人的缺点。
And we will see other people's faults.
但这个时候，别人的这些缺点都不会成为我们跟从主的障碍了。
But at that time, the fault of other people that we see will no longer become a stumbling block.
当我们只信了耶稣的时候，我们就知道耶稣基督他所带给我们的。
But when we see Lord Jesus, we see what he brings to us.
我们会看清楚他所为我们预备的这条路。
We see clearly the path he has prepared for us.
最后我们都会发现耶稣跟我们同在。
And lastly, we will realize that Lord Jesus is with us.
我们跟着他一定成为神的爱子。
And if we follow him, we will become the beloved children of God.
最后一定能够进入神的国度。
And in the end, we will be able to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
能够同享他的荣耀。
And to also partake of his glory.
愿我们都能够这样子来追求，求主耶稣打开我们的眼睛。
May we all be able to pursue Lord Jesus like this and the Lord open our eyesight.
效法主耶稣的榜样。
So that we can learn from his example.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
72首。
72.